I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rescue workers in the Philippines say 800 people are still missing after a passenger ferry capsized after being hit by Typhoon Fangsheng over the weekend. Thousands were displaced. Food for the Hungry was affected by the disaster, says Sarah Sawolka.
The place where our offices are located have been without electricity. A number of the communities where we work in our child development program were directly affected. Some of the homes have been washed away. Others have lost their roofs. People have been temporarily evacuated into shelters.
FHI will be helping with food, water, and home reconstruction, sharing the gospel as they help. Next, unusually heavy monsoon rains flooded Sri Lanka, displacing thousands. It indirectly had an impact on a response project for Myanmar cyclone victims. World Bible Translation Center's Tom McGregor says they've committed to printing 50,000 New Testaments.
The place that is printing them is on higher ground, so they're not really affected by the floods, except for their employees have been affected by the floods. They are having a little problem with the paper since it is stored in warehouses and since the humidity is very high right now in the area.
And another Baptist pastor from the same town as Pastor Zaur Balayev has been arrested in Azerbaijan. Slavic Gospel Association reports police searched his home on June 20th and charged him with possession of an illegal weapon. His family believes police planted the weapon. Several Baptist congregations there have repeatedly faced raids, threats, and other harassment by police. Pray that God will use the churches to spread the gospel despite persecution. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.